Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope today. What a perfect time to inspire each other with hope. Now more than ever in this evolutionary, revolutionary time that we're in on this planet, when everything is changing, we are all in this together, and we need to support each other as we are building our new world while the old world is no longer. So I thought about, how do I want to open the show today? And I found this beautiful, beautiful poem, quote, and listen to this and see how this fits in your life right now. This was written by Joanna Macy and Chris Johnstone from Active Hope. How to face the mess we're in without going crazy. Active hope is not wishful thinking. Active hope is not waiting to be rescued by some savior. Active hope is waking up to the beauty of life on whose behalf we can act. We belong to this world. The web of life is calling us forth at this time. We've come a long way, and we are here to play our part. With active hope, we realize that there are adventures in store, strengths to discover, and camaraderies to link arms with. Active hope is a readiness to discover the strengths in ourselves and in others, a readiness to discover the reason for hope and the occasion for love. A readiness to discover the size and strength of our hearts, our quickness of mind, our steadiness of purpose, our own authority, our love for life, the liveliness of our curiosity, the unsuspected deep well of patience and diligence, the keenness of our senses and our capacity to lead. And none of these things can be discovered in an armchair without risk. And so everything's on the line. We're risking it all. And we're here to inspire each other, to support each other, and to remind each other that we can do this. We got this. Let me introduce you to my first guest today, Simone Ksoll. She's a coaching consultant, and she's here with a very powerful message of hope. And she is right there in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cornelia Stephanie. I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me. I think that's a beautiful poem that you just read, because we're so much stronger than we think we are. And what I want to share with you, my story, I hope it inspires you, because there's always hope. And as long as we stay in faith and confide into our resourcefulness, then we can overcome even the biggest of obstacles.
Yes, and isn't it so perfect that we are here right now at this most precious time, and that we're talking about hope, and that you're here to share with us your incredible story? What is the message that you want to share with us? What is it? What is the thing that you came here to inspire us with?
Well, let me share a little bit about me. When I was 17, I left my parents' home with literally 50 cents in my pockets because it was a very abusive situation, physically, emotionally, psychologically. And my stepfather had told me it's my way or the highway. And the rebel, something inside of me was saying it's my way. So I was in my last year of high school. I had no money to my name. I wanted to go to college and I needed to find shelter. So I found a place I could stay with my then boyfriend's family, but I still had no money. So I had to figure out, how do I pay for my tuition? How do I continue on this journey? Because I knew I wanted to go on with my education. So as fate would have it, I became aware of the opportunity that my birth father was actually living a couple of towns over. And at the time we didn't have a cell phone. So I had to literally look up his phone number in the phone book. And I called him and I said, look, I'm your daughter. You're paying my mother child support. I need you to wire this money into my account because I need to finish school. So the next thing that happened, he took me to court. I was scared, 17 years old. The court sided with me at the end of the day because they said, listen, you're going to be 18 soon. So I put myself through the last year of high school. I put myself through college. And then I met a man on my trip to the United States. I was living in Austria and I was doing research for my thesis. And I met my then husband. And after a long whirlwind relationship, long distance relationship, we moved in together. We got married in Los Angeles. And I started working in the music industry, which was always my dream. Ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be involved in entertainment. And I found this job in the music industry. And then I moved into the film industry. I was working at a big Hollywood movie studio as a marketing executive. And that was a big thing for me because the little girl that was growing up in Austria loved watching Hollywood movies. And I always thought, oh, how cool would it be to become an actor? And my journey took me there, right? So I just want to share this story because you can get to where you want to go if you follow the path and if you trust in yourself that you can do it. After, you know, I was working there for a while, then my marriage fell apart and it was devastating. It was like the second biggest trauma that I've experienced in my life. My husband all of a sudden announced that he was leaving and didn't give me much of a heads up. I fell into a deep depression. And coming out of that, I had a pretty great job as an executive at the movie studio. I took a sabbatical to put the pieces of me back together because I really didn't know who I was anymore. So I went and did yoga teacher training here in Mexico, where I'm presently living. And I literally had a spiritual awakening. There was a voice that I heard with my eyes open and said, you have to move here. And I thought, when that happened, oh my God, that feels so aligned. I really want to do this. And the second thought that popped into my head was, how is this ever going to happen? So the universe, or the architect of the universe, always brings you what you need in the moment that you need it. And in this group, there was a woman who opened the door for me. She was a coach. I ended up working with her and she gave me a glimpse of how I could make it happen. And through her, I met a couple more people that finally helped me make the transition. So I left a six-figure Hollywood movie executive job with 5 weeks paid vacation, benefits, bonuses, this prestigious career where you met celebrities and stars, to move to Mexico and help other people make their beginning. In a vision, their reality. So I'm helping people that are in transition. And I wanted to share this with you because the obstacles in my way seemed enormous and insurmountable. And sometimes, you know, when I was 17, when I was a little girl in Austria that didn't have any money, I didn't know what I was doing, but something fell into my lap. Like a thought came in, the money is here. You just got to ask for it. It was one of the scariest things I've ever done in my life, to pick up the phone and call that man and introduce myself and say, this is what I need from you. See the court case through as a 17-year-old, that was challenging. And then moving to the United States. But the message that I have for you is, It is really scary when you are about to take the step to do it, because in our minds, what we conjure up is like all the terrible things that could happen on the other side. But I can assure you, the minute that you step into it, you're divinely protected. And what you get on the other side is something so very different than what you made up in your mind. On the other side expects you not only a feeling of freedom, but an opportunity that is absolutely leading you on the path to your purpose, because we all came here with a purpose, each and every one of us. And we all have chosen for some reason to be here at this point in time because our great gifts are needed. So if you are on the fence, or if you're in front of a different decision, or if you're in fear about something, just trust and know that you can absolutely get through it, and that this obstacle that is in front of you right now is meant to make you stronger for what your purpose is in life. Because if I hadn't overcome this as a 17-year-old, and then again when my marriage fell apart, I wouldn't be in a position to help other people. I wouldn't be able to feel what they are going through and help guide them out of it. So the same goes for you. Whatever is in front of you, know, first of all, you're going to overcome it. Second of all, it's absolutely required for you to continue the path onto your purpose and help other people.
Excellent, excellent story. Excellent message. Wonderful the way that you told the story. And what I got out of it as well is to remind the audience to make the call. Make yes. the call. Make that call, no matter what it is that, like you said, if you're sitting on the fence, make that call. Simone, we're out of time. It's wonderful to have you here. Let's tell the audience how they can find you so that people can connect with you on social media and learn more about you.
Yes, thank you. Would love to. So you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn under Simona Ksoll, and I'll spell the last name for you. It's KSOLL.
Yes. Wonderful speaker. Wonderful to have you here. You and I actually have a lot of parallels because I'm from Germany. And so when you were talking about that rebel in you, I remember this story. So definitely we have to connect again and speak again. Thank you so yes. much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Incredible light. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We're going to be right back with our next guest and another beautiful story of hope. We'll be right back.
Learn how to RISE in business by being confident on video. Confidence coach Susan Axelrod and online business producer Pam Sullivan have teamed up, bringing you a new podcast, Webcam Confidence for Women. Tune in live every first and third Friday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and stay for an open virtual presenter studio session. Offering attendees confidence on webcam, a must-have skill for every woman in business. For more information, visit volutionvirtual.com/studio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Step into your highest potential and tune into Embodying Your Higher Self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Champaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Are you trying to lose weight but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrian Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrian or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
It's wonderful to be back, everyone. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and I'm with my next guest today. We're talking on the stories of hope, Sylvia Farbstein. She is here to tell us an incredible story about how unexpected turns in her life opened up the entrepreneur journey for her and her son, and how that impacted millions. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. So I know that, you know, there's a lot of unexpected twists and turns that people can, that a lot of everybody's faced with. We're all faced, nobody knows anything as far as, you know, how this is, everything is going to unfold. So what is the message that you have that you want to leave the audience with today?
Absolutely. So I am really passionate about sharing how when we embrace and navigate uncertainty through a lens of excitement and curiosity, it is so much more than the stagnant of embracing it with fear. And the way I've come to that message is the unique journey that we've been on with my son, Brandon. When he was 2 years old, he was diagnosed with a rare form of dwarfism, metatropic dysplasia. And to date, there are less than 100 medically documented cases. It sort of came out of the blue. It was nothing that we expected. It's a genetic mutation that didn't run in our family. And my husband and I decided right then and there that we were going to raise our son to live the best life possible. As parents, none of us are given a playbook or blueprint of what our child's future looks like. And when you are in a situation where you're given this unknown condition, it really could make you feel stuck and frustrated and disappointed. But our journey enabled us to see all the amazing life lessons that we were able to learn along the way. Brandon is now 21 years old, and he's just under 4 feet tall. So in relative terms, he is basically the size of an average seven-year-old. And because of that, the world obviously is not designed for anybody of his stature. But our unique journey showed us that you are able to adapt and be resourceful and resilient and creative in innovating your own solutions and not just conforming to the way things have always been done. So we very early on learned to be self-advocates and ask for what we wanted from the school system and from the insurance companies when they didn't want to approve certain medical procedures by specialists. And when you learn to share your story and self-advocate, it is amazing how many opportunities open up. And what was interesting is because Brandon watched us model that type of behavior, he found his voice at a very early age. And at the age of 15, he was able to give a TED Talk and share his story and his journey. Because although his was such a young life, adversity enables us to learn so many incredible life lessons if only we are able to lean into the struggle and the pain and learn to transform it into power and higher purpose. And the journey continued. He went off to high school, was so severely cyberbullied his junior year that we had to pull him out. And that was a very dark and uncertain time for us. But now we look back and we realize that created opportunity for us to make massive change. He and I shared our story at the Virginia General Assembly and got two pieces of legislation passed into law. One that requires empathy be taught in the school system in the state of Virginia, starting in kindergarten. So I feel like sometimes we are thrown our biggest challenges and struggles in order for us to learn and to realize that we have the ability to make a difference and find purpose so much bigger than ourselves. And Brandon is now a full-time professional speaker. He became the youngest member of the National Speakers Association just before his 18th birthday. The following year, he published his first book. And I am along for the ride as his manager. So it just teaches you that life is an endless evolution. And isn't it ironic that my son, who was limited in physical stature, showed me the limitless opportunity for internal growth. We are all capable of growing and learning and stretching and striving for so much more than is in front of us right now. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing our journey, because the pain that we may face in one season is not necessarily a setback, but a setup to create a bigger life than we ever imagined.
I'm just blown away by this story. There's so many nuggets here, so many things. Even like our first guest, when the first guest, she was talking about make the call. And what you're talking about is be your own advocate. Ask for what it is that you need. Stand up for your values and what's important to you. And Brandon, I want to have both of you come on the show. Do you think that's a possibility that you guys would possibly both come on to this show together?
I will definitely speak to him. Thank you.
Yeah, I would love to meet him. I just find, you know, again, he had wonderful parents, you and your husband, that were strong for him to help him overcome the bullying that he had to face and all of the different things that dark night. And through that, he is, you know, teaching, helping us with unconditional love and loving each other. And so there's so many things that you shared here with this incredible story. Let's tell the audience where they can right now find out a little bit more about you and also Brandon.
Absolutely. I am on Instagram and Facebook, Speak Beyond Words by Sylvia Farbstein. I'm also on LinkedIn as Sylvia Farbstein. Brandon has a huge social media platform on Instagram. His handle is @Farbstein. And he also has a public Facebook page, Brandon Farbstein. And both of us are on Clubhouse, the new audio-only app, where we are having the most unbelievable conversations. So definitely check out the app and connect with us, please.
Yes, and I'm definitely going to check you guys out over there. And also would love it if you could talk to Brandon and maybe the two of you come on and we have a 30-minute segment where we're going to talk to you both about your journey together.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, Sylvia. My gosh. Thank you for coming on. I want to remind everyone to stay tuned for the next show with Diane Solano at 1 o'clock here. And Diane, orthomolecular nutritionist, I can finally say it. Yay. Diane Solano at 1 o'clock Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. That's where you can see that. And they're here to talk about reset your metabolism today. And then after Diane's show, you've got to stay present for Christelle Biga. She is helping you with Success Made Easy. So there's lots of transformations happening here on planet Earth today. Thank you so much for tuning in and for listening. Thank you, Sylvia, for coming on and sharing your incredible story. And we'll see you all again next time. Take care.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.